Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be discussing Jack Graham, Prestonwood Baptist Church, and the idolatrous replica idol that they constructed to help prayer in their church. So we're going to discuss that in today's video. Prestonwood Baptist Church is a very prominent Southern Baptist megachurch in Texas. So them doing this is a bit of a big deal, and we're going to discuss this, but first I want to let you know, Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. I wrote this article back on Tuesday, and you would have gotten it in the newsletter if you were on to that, but we also have a Patreon-like system, where you can become a patron at Evangelical Dark Web, and also check out Evangelical Dark Web's first ever book, Winning Not Winsome, 10 Commandments of Spiritual Warfare. And I guess the commandment that's most relevant here is we're not going to surrender scripture and we're not going to adopt a heretical premise. So two commandments that are pretty relevant to this video today. And one, the heretical premise that we shouldn't be adopting is the idea that the Western Wall has any significance to the Christian faith. It does not. It is a Jewish holy site. It is not a Christian holy site. It is a pagan holy site. It is no different than the cube of Islam. And that's a big point that I make in the article. But we're going to dive into a video of Prestonwood Baptist Church making this announcement. And here is the tape.
This is a very special day here at Prestonwood because we're launching a month of prayer, the month of October. And with that, this beautiful wall that is a facsimile, really, of the Western Wall in Jerusalem. And people can come here and pray, leave prayer notes and scriptures. And we're opening this up to everyone. And Mike Huckabee is with me, who spoke today at Prestonwood.
So I want to pause right here. You notice that they constructed a wall. It doesn't even look like it's made out of real stone. And it has pre-drilled holes so you can shove notes through it. So they even put some carpet around it so people can kneel, I guess. Or it's just more comfortable to stand next to. Either way, they definitely went all out, even though they skimped on the masonry.
Mr. Wood delivered a powerful message. And Mike, you're seeing this, and it looks pretty much like the Western Wall, right? And you've been there many times.
I've been there many, many times.
For those who are, podcast listeners, Mike definitely is like shaking his head when he's asked that whether it looks like the Western Wall. But in any case, Mike has done the pagan ritual of praying at the Western Wall.
And it's always an incredible place, very reverent place, but it's a place where one can place a prayer that you write and put it in the crevice. And we could do the same thing here. A lot of people will never be able to go to Jerusalem, but to be able to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and to do it right here at Prestonwood Church, it's just a brilliant idea, and thank God for it.
It's a great idea because it gives us an opportunity to connect with the people of Israel. And since October 7th of last year, our church has been engaged in terms of giving and support of Israel and then to pray. And so we are invited.
So I also want to point out, Redeem Zoomer, shout out to him. He had a pretty base take recently about how Christians have more we have more connection to the Christians in Lebanon than we do to the Israelis. That is a very un-Christian nation. It is the most un-Christian nation within its surrounding. Even Palestine and Jordan have a higher proportion of Christian population than Israel. Lebanon has had the most, the highest percentage, but I believe that's been going down over the years. But anyway, yeah, a lot of Christians in Lebanon are in danger from the escalation of the crisis through no fault of their own, by the way. So we have more connection with those believers than we do with the unbelievers of Israel. But you never hear people in Big Eva talk about that.
Anyone in our church and outside of our church to come here and to pray and to place your prayer request there. There's a place to write, and you can leave a prayer note. You can leave a scripture. But most of all, to seek the God of heaven. And Mike, in these days, as you're looking at the temperature of the world right now, and it's a very troubled world, your perspective on the Middle East right now, what's happening even with Iran and so on?
What we're seeing is nothing other than the very essence of evil that has raised itself against Israel.
It's true.
And, you know, it's funded by the Iranians, but it's really funded from the devil himself. And we need to understand that Israel is in a fight for its existence. They've never needed us to stand with them more than they do right now. And that is with our prayers, with our finances, and with our undying support, because they really are the canary in the coal mine. Iran has made it clear, they're after Israel, destroy them, and then come after us.
Yeah.
Now, there's your neocon talking point that Israel's standing in the way of the terrorists. They're fighting them over there, so we don't have to fight them over here, because the terrorists are just going to cross the Atlantic Ocean and establish a beachhead on the continental United States if we just don't have a proxy fighting over there on our behalf. Like, how many decades have we heard the argument that we have to fight them over there so we don't fight them over here? I mean, it's only led to, you know, an endless war in Afghanistan that ended in disaster, and Iraq that also ended in disaster and a big victory for Iran, which a lot of people be saying these days, and I don't disagree, that America took out Iraq for the Israeli interests, which ironically also boosted the Iranian interest in the end. Irony is ironic.
So the terrorists just not only want to take Israel down, but all people of faith, except perhaps their own perverted faith. And so we're going to stand in prayer. This is where we do battle. You talked in the message today about our country and the spiritual war that we are fighting. And we fight on our knees. This is how the battle is won. And we stand in prayer. And so this is a call to the wall, if you will. And I am inviting you as your pastor at Prestonwood to come and join us as we pray and ask the God of heaven to move for our neighbors, for our nation, and for the nations, beginning with Israel.
So there you have it. And you know what you did not hear in that entire video? Jesus. You didn't hear any Jesus. I'm not going to like gospel juke them and say that they didn't give a gospel presentation, but they didn't mention the name of Christ, which bears significance because they played into a soft universalism there. They treated Jews as though they worship the same God as Christians. That's not true. Jesus makes it very clear that you cannot access the Father except through him. Jesus is the intercessor. You cannot access the Father except through him. That means all these other prayers go nowhere. They don't go anywhere. And there's a lot of Bible verses about how sin hinders our prayer, how unrepentance hinders our prayer. You know, big area of sin and unrepentance is idolatry. So the idea is they distinguish Islam, you know, Jack Graham said their perverted faith, with Judaism, even though, you ever talk to missionaries, Muslims are a closer starting point to Christ than Talmudic Jews. It's just a fact. Just a fact. As far as one of the roughest mission paths, and I go to a church that supports a missionary to Jews, that is a rough mission field. That's rough. So, yeah, I want those missionaries to succeed, but I do got to give them a shout out because it is a rough journey that they have gone on. And that's ultimately what love is. We want to reach with Christ. What you saw in that video was pandering. It was not love. It was not sharing the gospel. It was establishing a phony connection between believers in the United States and unbelievers in Israel. There is no connection there. There's nothing that connects us. And the idea of we're distinct, you know, there's this vague notion that we all worship the same God. They just don't have Jesus yet. That's not true either. That's not true either. And then, you know, just Islam's the only, you know, is the perverted religion that wants to destroy all, which, again, not the only one. So, anyway, that's idolatrous. And just some facts about the Western Wall. A lot of the construction project began under Herod the Great. It did not end with Herod the Great. Josephus seems to indicate that a lot of the wall construction happened in, began and completed during the reign of Agrippa the Second. So that is, again, I believe that's during the Book of Acts is a lot of when that's happening, or past the Book of Acts even. So obviously that, and that's just the bottom layer of the wall. That doesn't even count the layers that were built afterwards. This is an area that has no significance to Christianity. It is a holy relic of a not Christian religion. So therefore it has no significance. It should be treated like the black cube of Islam. And that's really it. We should not be indulging this. Christians should not be validating this. It's pandering. And it's not mission oriented. So anyway, that's all I got to say about that for one more thing. Then they talk about giving money. Mike Huckabee talked about the importance of us, not the government, mind you, of us giving our money to Israel. Jack Graham said that their church has sent money to Israel, and that is just money poorly spent. It saddens me that there's a story of like these people in Texas. They flew over to Israel to be sharecroppers for Israeli farmers during these tough times. And it's like, how much do you hate your own nation that you would do that? You would become a sharecropper for a farmer in a foreign land out of a devotion to their cause. And what are you doing for your own nation? Anyway, there is a backwards order of love in the church. And that nation in the Middle East, the size of New Jersey, is a major idol in the church. So that's all I got to say about this for now. My name is Ray, the Evangelical Dark Web. Have a blessed day. Stay based. Christ is King. And we will catch you on the next one.